SBS Radio.
Let's talk about books. Two lawyers, Tila Reid and Miranda Dutton, have created a Blackfella Book Club in response to COVID-19 isolation. And they're both joining us on NITV Radio. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. Thank you for having us.
Can I please ask you to introduce yourselves? Who are the founders of Blackfella Book Club?
I'll go first. I'm Tila. I'm a Wiradjuri and Wailwan woman, also a lawyer and co-creator with my sister, Miranda Dutton, of Blackfella Book Club.
My name's Miranda. I'm a Gumbangi and Barkindji woman. I grew up in Grafton in the north coast of New South Wales. I'm also a lawyer and co-founder with Tila of the Blackfella Book Club, which is primarily on Instagram.
Thank you so much. So how does it happen that two lawyers start a book club?
I think we have always just grown up with storytelling, and that's something as Blackfellas that has been central to our lives since we were children. And as you know, we've grown up, we've become lawyers and we've read a lot. And I think with the book club concept, we, you know, Miranda could probably talk a little bit more about that. She conceived the idea of the Zoom, and I suggested that we create the handle on Instagram of Blackfella Book Club.
Yeah, so I think with the initial idea of it's Miranda, with having a book club, it started out of a real need to have connection, and I started a book club with some other lawyers, and I think it really is a beautiful way to connect to other people when you have the real capacity to feel isolated and disconnected from other people and from yourself, and to be able to connect to stories and to the stories of First Nations people is really about connecting to yourself and to what is real.
And so how does this work?
It's been such an organic development, to be quite honest, since we kind of just went for it and created this platform. Essentially now Miranda and I co-handle the Instagram account, but I think, you know, the fundamental element that underlies the whole idea is that we are honouring our ancestors as the original storytellers, and that connecting through our Blackfella stories and songlines, whatever form they're in, whether it's book, theatre, art, that's something that has strengthened us as Blackfellas.
And if I can just add something, I think what it's really about is promoting the way that Aboriginal people tell stories and that they have value intrinsically and spiritually, whether or not the consumer wants to consume those. And that's really about deconstructing and unpacking the idea that you need to be good at something from the consumer point of view, or it needs to be a consumable item to be able to participate in something. And that's a notion that we very much see as something that's tied to Western ideas of consumerism and what is good, and that's not something we necessarily believe in.
And absolutely, I think that, you know, the idea itself of Blackfella Book Club is challenging what the norm is of a book club. Our book club, particularly the Zooms and the conversations, aren't about a particular book. They are about themes and ideas such as Indigenous futurism or decolonization. I think one of the common threads as well is this revival and awakening of our languages through things like poetry. And we're really trying to create this safe cultural space of storytelling, and whether that's from a Jarjum perspective or a brotherhood perspective, or a sisterhood perspective, it's always underlying that is that we are honouring the ancestors as the original storytellers.
Hmm. I imagine in the past people would have gathered around a fire and tell these stories, but obviously in these days that's completely not possible. So how is it happening? How are these meetings happening now?
You want to go first, Taylor?
You go, Min, with the idea of the Zooms and stuff.
Apart from people engaging with us via Instagram, we get a lot of people in our inbox engaging with us and discussing ideas and really commenting and engaging in the posts that we're putting out there. But we also have been engaging with people by Zoom, and we scheduled a Zoom about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we had about 15 or 16 people dial into that, and we spent about 2 hours talking about books and big ideas. And I think from that it's only going to grow, and we're going to have more Zooms, and hopefully once COVID-19 restrictions ease a little bit, we'll be able to host some book clubs in person and really go from there.
And just back to this theme of campfire, you know, it's such an ancient protocol in our communities, sitting around the campfire and telling yarns and stories. And I think, you know, while there are restrictions upon us with isolation and COVID-19, to remember we'll overcome this phase, but historically, you know, sitting around a campfire and telling yarns is so much a part of us. And while it's connecting through those stories, it's at the same time, I think, honouring a sense of healing amongst us and being able to engage in safe conversations about, you know, whatever it is that's affecting us as First Nations, but really, I think, unpacking these big ideas that people are talking about, lady, whether it's decolonization or self-determination or sovereignty, but just being able to be at liberty with our storytelling.
Is this mainly aimed for adults, or are children also invited?
I think we wouldn't turn anybody away from joining our book club. We're definitely of the view that book club is for everybody, and whether or not you're a good reader or you have difficulty with reading, or you've never read a book before, book club is for everybody.
Yeah, and we've, you know, Marinda and I have totally discussed this idea. We're huge fans of kids' books ourselves and kids' stories, and we're hoping to develop that engagement with children in storytelling. And so it's certainly open to all Blackfellas. It's been crazy to see the international engagement that we're getting in our inboxes around the commonalities amongst our storytelling. And I think there's a real lust as well to hear these stories from First Nations in Australia, because I think people are ready, I think, for a sense of truth-telling. And it's happening so organically that it's growing by the day. And certainly, you know, the cross-section of the community that we're capturing, whether it's Jarjams, brothers, sisters, ancestors, elders, it's just a safe space for all those yarns.
As you said, I think now it's great that it's actually available to anyone who is interested to hear and to learn about these stories and this long history of storytelling.
That's right. Yeah, we welcome allies as well. So anybody who's wanting to understand more about Aboriginal stories and to find Aboriginal authors, we welcome allies to our space as well. But primarily, we want to make it a safe space. And that's what's really important to us.
Yeah, and I think remembering that, you know, our stories as well, what really rings home to Marinda and I is to ensure that Blackfellas stories will always belong to Blackfellas, and just honouring that as a safe space. And it's just been really beautiful to see it grow. We've had creatives reach out to us. You know, obviously we have full-time jobs as well, but this is just entirely driven off our love and passion for mobs and storytelling.
In an interview for NIT, Tila said that the page is also, it has an intention to support mob in their own writing and encourages them to brave and put pen to paper. So what was response to that? Have you had any emerging writers contact you?
Really, like, that's just totally come from the importance of processing these times. So the pen to paper idea was really like, you know, mob, get a journal out. It doesn't have to be anything that's going to go out to the world. It's totally a relationship between you and your pen and paper. But if you do feel brave enough to put your story out there and you're confident to do that, then absolutely go for it. And I think, you know, Merinda has been reading as well Homeland Calling, and that's of young Dajams and Blackfella youth who have done exactly that and been entirely just so brave to put pen to paper and publish this amazing book. So I don't know, Min, if you want to talk a bit more about that.
I think Homeland Calling, which was produced by Desert Pea Media, it's an amazing book, and it really showcases what young activists have to say, and it's really beautiful. I think they have really strong and inspiring voices.
And I just think as well that ensuring that Black storytelling, it doesn't have to be on paper, but I think in terms of translating our stories to the rest of the world, for me personally, this year I was invited to do some writers' festivals, and I just kind of felt, you know, there's such an opportunity here for more storytellers that are Black First Nations to come through and really get published and put, you know, their work out there if they want to. And so just encouraging people to do that and go for it, and anything is possible.
Absolutely. So how can our listeners connect to you when they want to?
There have been so many interesting developments that it's, of course, they can come to at Blackfella Book Club on Instagram. Our DMs are always open. We also have personal pages, Teela Reid and Marin Dutton on Twitter. We contact everyone really who drops into those messages. But we're also open to kind of people taking ownership of this handle. You know, we don't own other people's stories, and I think that's a really important protocol to remember, that a lot of what we do and post and put out there, Merinda and I are very conscious of seeking consent to do that, and that when we do post, that it's honouring those stories and that it's about those stories, and it's absolutely not about us. This is just about a First Nations thinking platform to, be a safe space. So we're always available.
I think to add to what Taylor was saying, it's also about holding space for other people, and it's definitely not at all about us. It's about the community and about community of people who want to tell stories and share stories and read stories. We'd love to support people to start their own Blackfella book clubs in their own communities as well.
And it's just been so interesting, you know, the books that Merinda and I have read ourselves, or that we've been offered to read, our recommendations or reviews of those books, like, so many people now are purchasing the books. So we also are getting amazing recommendations from Blackfella Book Club members on Instagram. So, yeah, I mean, people are engaging in their own way. And as Merinda said, it's absolutely about holding that safe space for these stories.
What's your favourite book?
My favourite book at the moment is definitely still Heat and Light by Ellen Van Nieuwen. I think it's such a beautifully written book, and is so interesting the way she's broken down all the boundaries about what a book should be and explores some really important and pertinent issues about Australian society that relate to Aboriginal people, but also to queerness. And I think I can't recommend that book highly enough.
And for me, I would absolutely have to say that one of my favourite books is Talking Up to the White Woman by Eileen Wharton Robinson. It's just a book that totally is a trailblazing book for its time. it unpacks First Nations feminism. And for me, it's really, I think, you know, helped and guided me through my own journey on understanding where I fit with my cultural responsibilities, but also how I survive in this world as first and foremost a Wiradjuri and Wailwan woman. And as lawyers, we are constantly navigating such different spaces, and that really hit home to me through talking up to the white woman that, you know, the kind of feminism per se from First Nations is really about, you know, flipping that switch. It's not about at all breaking through glass ceilings or climbing corporate ladders. It's first and foremost about truth-telling, straight up truth-telling, as difficult and as comfortable as uncomfortable as it can be. It really taught me in so many ways to be brave and speak my truth in everything I do.
Thank you for sharing. That was Tila Reid and Merinda Dutton, founders of Blackfella Book Club, joining us on NITV Radio. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.